When we read the Bible, we need to read it slowly, poring over every word. Listen to what it says. It is better that one man should die for the people. Caiaphas did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied. This choice that Caiaphas suggests, the execution of Jesus, and the rest of the council agrees to, is made of their own will. This was not forced upon them, but springs forth from their wicked, evil, unbelieving hearts. God did not force this on them. He didn't make this decision for them. This is the result of a depraved human heart. It always seeks to preserve itself as the centerpiece. But in this moment, when Caiaphas spoke, God also spoke. And even though they were saying the same things, the purposes, the intentions were drastically different. So what was God's purpose for the cross? Both Caiaphas and God have in mind a substitutionary sacrifice. Either Jesus dies or the nation of Israel will perish. Caiaphas is purely political, but the gospel writer John is showing us what has been proclaimed from the beginning of his gospel, that Jesus truly will be the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. So you need to hear this clearly, because this doctrine has been and will be under attack. We believe in the substitutionary atonement of Christ, which means that we believe Jesus took the believer's place in receiving the righteous wrath of God against all the believer's sin. And this was done, not just for the elect of the nation of Israel, but it was done on behalf of all those who would believe in Jesus in every tribe and nation, those scattered abroad. This is one of John's main points to his gospel. He's trying to get his readers to understand that the gospel, Jesus' life, death, and burial and resurrection, is not just for the Jewish people, but that it was for people from every corner of the world. This is why John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." And this is why LifeWord exists, to tell the story of God's love to the world. Today, when you pray, please pray for Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Ware Ware LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.